Hello friends, the tents that prepared the preparation for the lesson today are Tel Aviv 1 and Haifa 3. We're going to read a source material from Rabash. The Creator praising Israel means that He wants to give delight and pleasure, which is the purpose of creation. He also wants there not to be shame upon receiving the delight and pleasure. For this reason, He wants them to work in order to bestow. It follows that His praising Israel means that the people of Israel relinquish self-love and want to work only in order to bestow. For this reason, He always focuses on their merit, meaning He counts the works that they do in order to bestow, so that He will be able to bestow abundance and there will be no flaw of shame. He does not speak of what they do in order to receive. He wants to erase this from the face of the earth.
A question for an active workshop. Now, let's build a prayer in the tents together. Let's ask together for the force of the of bestowal to delight the Creator. Again, let's compose together a prayer in the tents. Let's ask together for the force of bestowal in order to make the Creator happy.
Worker,
dear Creator, give us the strength to connect and ask one for another, to be in a common lack as one man in one heart.
Yes, give us the strength to turn to you as a ten, as one man, and to ask the right request from you.
And this correct request, just like you teach us now, through all different conditions we go through, states we go through, things we identify with our ego, Pharaoh in us, and Moses in us, continue to teach us and help us with this. You do it in thousands of ways. Simply make sure that we see it. And to pay attention to the fact that this is our path for advancement.
Give us the strength and the desire to be devoted on this path, devoted to the path, and to be truly aimed with a single desire with a request for bestowal.
Yes, and we thank you for giving us the opportunity and possibility to gather together and ask, give us the force to serve you in joy.
And we're asking of you that you will give the friends each and every moment the ability to remember you in their hearts, to turn to you, to know that everything only depends on you, that we will have the ability to create between us this common clay in which you will be able to be revealed.
Yes, may we do this together and give us the opportunity to make this effort.
Yossi.
And connection.
Please help us always to purify, focus the prayer, to scrutinize the prayer to you, so that there will be a common deficiency to you.
We just need the force to overcome in prayer each time, to overcome Asatan in prayer.
Overcome as a prayer, as a ten in the prayer, because I'm no longer part of the equation. And this is felt. There is already a common feeling of something that is becoming formed, that is developing, which is our ten. And the I seemingly can go through all kinds of things independently, but this special thing that is created, which is called the ten, it should keep developing.
We want to be in gratitude. It doesn't matter what feelings there are now and what's happening to us. We want to constantly be in gratitude for being on the path together.
And we want you to take our mind away, that you will unite us and give us a common mind, a common desire.
Common desire, common heart that is adapted and suited to you, that it is ready for your revelation. Connect our prayers to one heart. You know how to do that.
Yes, that we will be able to work and build a single kli so that we will feel the deficiency of the friend above my deficiency.
Help us already. Simply help us emerge out of ourselves to really ask one for the other the force of that, importance of that quality of bestowal that's like you. May that reign in us and not the ego.
Yes, we're grateful to you. You're giving us such special work to think about you. You remember there's a goal, to remember there's a goal, there are friends, there is a force of bestowal in the world, and we want to make efforts to get back to this each time and to ask.
And why? Because that's what you want us to do. You want us to turn to you. You want us to make efforts and connection, and for us to act towards that quality that will be in us, because that's what rejoices you. Bottom line.
That the appeal to you will be the reward. I wish that we will grow up, mature.
We're going to read an additional excerpt from Rabash. All the overcoming is that they draw a little bit of illumination from above. By this, they will eventually have vessels, meaning a need for the inheritance that the Creator promised to the forefathers. It therefore follows that the verse, that I may set these tokens of mine, is not for the sake of the Creator, but for the sake of the creatures, which means that through the hardening of the heart that he does to Pharaoh, where the body becomes more assertive each time and does not let a person work in order to bestow. But since man yearns for dvikut with the Creator, he must try to make greater efforts each time, or he will not be able to defeat it. And in order to receive greater powers, the only counsel is to pray to the Creator, for only he can give him the required forces.
Dear Creator, give us the strength to be like Rabbi Yossi ben Kisma, who wanted so badly to connect with his students, and he just wanted to bestow to them. Let us be worthy of Moses, that he will be able to draw us out of our ego, and that we will build a vessel in order for him to bring us out of Egypt. Beloved Creator, open our hearts to the words of the sages and reconnect the friends who drifted away from us. May we choose to follow Moses and see in every friend the quality of Moses. May we overcome the will to receive with every assent, and that the 10 will have the power to bestow in order to delight you. Amen. A silent prayer. Dear friends, let's enter a silent prayer to unite our hearts in order to give contentment to the Creator.